talks are ongoing with those three. I think certainly two out of the three, I'm hoping, are going to sign their contract over the next week or two. Just one or two things that that need to be ironed out. And apart from that, just sort of looking at, you know, how we're going to build a team around those guys.
Have you had to sort of stave off interest from other clubs? Double-edged sword, wasn't it, really? Had the best season the Wolves have ever had, and I suppose that attracts attention from elsewhere.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and that's just the way it is. I think that the more successful you are, the more other clubs, especially clubs with bigger budgets, start to look towards, you know, your better players and what they've done. And so that's always the case. So hopefully, we're offering, you know, a good program here, which we are. People are starting to take note of that. So for every good player that we have, you know, we've got emails coming through like crazy with people who want to actually come and play for the club.
So you've obviously got very much a plan B in place then.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I just think it's just the way of the world in basketball, really. You can have a good season and all of a sudden other clubs coming or players, you know, really want to try and maybe go and play elsewhere, try another country. So it's one of those things that, you know, it's the bane of a coach's life, really. You put a squad together and with the best will in the world and want to keep them all together, it's not always possible.
And on a slightly different tack, Paul, news this week that the BBL is expanding and two more clubs coming in.
Fantastic news for the BBL, yeah, Manchester and London, and certainly, yeah, two of the biggest cities in the country. So it's great that they've now got teams back in those cities, and it's great for the league, really. And so everyone's going to be looking forward to them coming in.
I appreciate it. It's early days yet, and you may not know the answer to this, but is the plan that you will still play each side three times? So that's going to up the ante a bit, isn't it, in terms of games to play?
It is, yeah. I mean, I think at the moment that's what the plan is. Although we do have a board meeting next week, where I'm guessing we're going to discuss the format of the leagues and the other competitions and when we're going to start. So certainly, end of this time next week, I'll know a lot more as far as that's concerned.
Final point, in terms of the negotiations that you're having, do you have a cut-off point where you say, well, look, we've got to make a decision now because otherwise I have to put other plans in place?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got a cut-off point in my head, and to be fair, I've offered people contracts, and you know, I think there does become a point where it's like, okay, you know, we can't drag this out any further, and you take the contract off the table and you go elsewhere. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I've probably got another, you know, good couple of weeks left in me of patience, and after that point, I might be looking elsewhere.